Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Pet World Insider. So many people I meet at different trade shows, different events, people coming into my photography studio always have these wonderful stories. And I think all of us have a story that we'd love to share. Well, our next guest, Alan Anderson, and his wife, Linda Anderson, founders of the Angel Animals Network in Minneapolis, have brought together some great stories, not only in a couple of books, but also a very personal story that Alan's here to talk to us today about, a dog named Leaf. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now, you've just got a tremendous story. Where do you start the story when you tell it?
Well, I actually started when we adopted him from the shelter because he was really a complete wreck when we got him, and we didn't really know that until after he came home. He is about a year old. He was abandoned, and basically, he didn't like to be touched. It looked like he might have some abuse in his background, and there's a lot of things going on with him that we just didn't know until we brought him home and got to know him a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I had the same experience with both of my dogs, but in particular, my dog Sugar, which our listeners are familiar with. Now, you also have a unique background because you were a police officer.
Yeah, I worked as a police officer in Atlanta for 8 years and, worked very high-level, high-crime areas of town and city. And, I saw a lot of things that kind of affected me throughout my adult life because I really did see the worst and not often very good stuff in people. It's always the worst, it seems. And it was a lot of work and a lot of action and something that was kind of odd for me because I got a journalism degree thinking I was going to be doing that type of work because I love writing. But somehow, some way, due to circumstances, I found myself doing police work and actually was thinking I was only going to do it for a little while and use it for my writing, use the characters, but I actually liked it. I liked helping people. I liked being in situations where it was better after I left rather than worse. And so I stayed and did that work for 8 years.
Oh, that's great. So your years as a police officer, did they affect your ability to trust and view people positively?
Absolutely. And that's one reason Leaf and I tended to connect in such a deep level, because we both came from that point of view where people really were not trustworthy. They did terrible things, and they were just, for the most part, people that would need to earn your trust, which very often never happens. And Leaf had that same viewpoint. So him and I sort of bonded from the very beginning that we looked at the world with a little bit of distrust, and, of course, we had people wondering what their motivation was and what they're going to be doing next. And so him and I kind of were on the same wavelength when we first connected together.
So I've read that you called the story of you and your dog Leaf a dual journey. You said that the two of you kind of came together at the right time to help each other. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, right. Leaf came into our home, and of course I told him under no circumstances was he going to leave. He was going to stay no matter how bad he was, or not bad, but how many issues he had and all the things. He couldn't even be touched for a while, and it took him a long time to start trusting. And of course, I came from that same viewpoint from police work, but we came together at a time when I found out, after being healthy for pretty much all my life, that I had a very serious medical problem. I had a brain aneurysm, unruptured, but it still had to be fixed, and,
wow,
and had to have open brain surgery to go in and repair it. And during this time, Leaf was with me, but he was with me in such a way where he was always by my side. He realized that he was doing his work to help me as I was doing my job as adopting him to help him. So together we were sort of like coming together and moving together and doing things together all the time and learning from each other and sort of having a kinder and gentler view of life in the world when we were both in need of that.
And did you experience any problems adopting a abandoned and abused shelter dog, or did things run smooth?
No, they didn't run smooth. He was a mess. He was always, initially, he was howling all the time. He didn't like to be touched. He was, at the time, he was snapping and doing, things that dogs just don't do when it comes to people coming up to him. So it took a long time for him to become accustomed to behaving a certain way in order not to be fearful. And a lot of it was just fearful. The vet said he was acting out of fear and aggression. It wasn't necessarily a mean dog. He's actually a very nice dog when he was not, you know, being confronted with people wanting to touch and to be physical with him because of his background as being abused. So slowly but steadily, he became more and more in tune. Of course, you know, I was walking him in the middle of the night. This is Minnesota winters with 10 and 20 below, three or four times a night, bringing him in. We would get on my chair in my office, and he would sleep on my, finally fall asleep because he couldn't sleep at night. He was always hyper on my chest, and he would listen to my heartbeat. And when he started snoring, I know I could start snoring, so that was a good thing.
Hey, man, I know that feeling. I need the kids, I need the dogs. I got to hear them all snoring. I got to know they're asleep before I can rest myself. So
that's amazing, isn't it? It's all the responsibilities on your shoulders, and finally you say, oh, they're all safe and asleep. I can now rest.
Exactly. Now, I've heard you call Leaf your spiritual partner. How did Leaf save your life?
I, you know, this is really important to me, and of course some people would, you know, say one thing or another about it, but when I had this incredibly awful dream where I was going to be not living. It was a dream where all these people I knew, thousands of people that I may have met over my life, were going to this gigantic building, and it was a vivid dream, and this building was like, I referred to the building of life, where there was all these experiences, books, forests, oceans, everything that life had to offer was in this building. And everyone's going to that building, but everyone had a ticket except me. And I looked up and I couldn't find my ticket. I couldn't get in. People would push, you know, just basically say, you don't belong here. You're not going to come into this building of life. You're not one of us anymore. And my wife and my friends and people that I've, you know, loved and been around for many, many years were ahead of me, and they were heading into the building. And I woke up in a sweat. And of course, Leaf, which was unusual for him, was actually there on the bed, jumped up and was actually letting me caress him, which was really nice because he saw that I was, you know, having an awful experience. So later on in the morning, I told Linda about the dream, and I give, you know, in great detail. I visualized in my mind, I had to hold my hand up. So I didn't have a ticket, and I really don't know what that means. It might be my subconscious is finally letting me know that things will not work out as they should. Well, Leaf, later on that day, and he had never done this before, was going over to the coffee table and pawing off the magazines and newspapers and ripping them up into little pieces of paper. And he would put them in his mouth, and he would bring them over and try to give them to me. And if I didn't take them, he would drop them on the floor. And in my mind, I saw, and I didn't know that at the time, I was too flustered by the dream, that he was actually trying to give me a ticket, a piece of paper that I so desperately wanted so I could continue with my life. And he was so sweet. He was giving me what I needed. And, you know, on the actual surgery date, in my mind's eye, I saw him. And right before I went under, I saw him. And I still wasn't sure what all that was about, but I saw the slivers of paper in his mouth, and he dropped it in my mind's eye. And I reached out inwardly, and I touched it, and I realized it was my ticket, that all was going to be fine.
Wow.
And I calmed down, and the surgery went perfectly. And of course, it took longer because it was very complex, but it was fine. And that connection, and you know, it could be, some would say, oh, it's a moment of delusion or whatever. I didn't really care because it gave me what I needed before I went into surgery. And he gave me what I needed, both physically with the slivers of paper and in my mind's eye, in that, maybe on a spiritual level, mystical level, whatever you want to call it, gave me what I needed to be able to get through the surgery without the stress and the worry of not being able to make it through.
Wow, Alan, great story. For those who want to check out the book, A Dog Named Leaf, The Hero from Heaven Who Saved My Life, check out their website, www.adognamedleaf.com. Alan, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages. Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. he's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, friends. Robert Semro for Pet World Insider. Did you know that Pet World Insider is more than a great radio show? It's also a great resource of information for pet owners. Check us out online at PetWorldInsider.com for more audio and video segments, articles by pet experts, and so much more. You can also stay up to date with us on social media at Pet World Insider for both Twitter and Facebook, and visit us at PetWorldInsider.com.